So, Nance, the other day I was emailing with KPLU promo queen Brenda on a topic of mutual interest. And in one of our exchanges, Brenda wrote back and she said, "I live in hope." And I wrote back to her, I said, "Ha, hope. The only thing that stayed behind in Pandora's box after she let out all the evils into the world." And I added, "Who but the Greeks could have come up with that one?" And Brenda wrote back and she said, "Yeah, but they make great yogurt." And I said, "You know, you can make your own Greek yogurt at home. All you got to do is just get the regular kind, put it into a cheesecloth-lined strainer over a bowl, and let it sit in the fridge overnight. You'll be amazed at how much liquid you'll find at the bottom of the bowl, and your yogurt will be nice and thick, just like the Greek stuff that costs more, and you can add your honey to it or whatever." So what do you think of that? Do you ever do that?
What you're talking about is the difference between convenience and what some people might consider inconvenience.
What inconvenience? It's sitting in the refrigerator all on its own overnight. You don't have to do a thing.
Diane, I would agree with you, even though I buy my Greek yogurt, but it is a great idea. I have one of those yogurt strainers that I've never used.
Yogurt strainer. All you need is a wire mesh strainer and a little cheesecloth. You don't need an official yogurt strainer.
I got that too, but I don't know where the yogurt strainer came from, but I have it. I might as well make use of it. The one thing we do in our house all the time is we buy supermarket brand soda water and cheap frozen lemonade or limeade. Uh-huh. Because for a long time I bought expensive flavored sodas. And Max said, "You know, just get some cheap soda water." And he likes to do it that way because that way he can moderate the amount of sweetness that's in the mm-hmm. soda. You can make and drink as much or as little as you want.
But why even buy the supermarket soda? We did a food for thought on this years ago when I bought my home soda maker, my soda stream.
Your soda stream. I know you're such a huge fan of that.
I love that thing. I've had it for years and years now, and it's still doing great. You know, even after buying the gas canisters, it's cheaper than buying the soda in the supermarket. You don't have to lug it home. You're not buying all this plastic that you have to dispose of. And what's more, that stuff always goes flat on you. When you make it at home, it never goes flat because you're going to use it up a little faster. If you're drinking any amount of carbonated water, whether it's just the straight carbonated water like I use, or you're making flavored sodas, if you're drinking a lot of that stuff, it's the only way to go. I'm going to say it again. The first time I did this, I got these emails. They thought I was in the pay of the soda stream company. I swear I'm not. I paid for my own.
Okay, you know what? That just gives me an idea.
What?
That should be Max's Father's Day gift.
Trust me, Nance, any guy would love one of these things.
Another thing I don't understand is bagged coleslaw. Bags of coleslaw, it's supposed to be so convenient. But the slaw never tastes as good as a carrot and some green cabbage chopped up, right?
Yeah, and it's not that hard to chop the stuff up, seriously. I don't even have a mandoline or anything. I just cut it with a knife.
I was at a party recently, and someone made coleslaw with blue cheese dressing.
That sounds like the kind of thing that could be really good or just disgusting.
Depends on how much you love blue cheese, and I love blue cheese.
Yeah, I do too, but not on ice cream.
Not on ice cream? Where did that come from?
You don't want to know. Okay, eaters, any inconvenience foods you'd like to add to this stuff that you do at home? Takes a little tiny eatsy-weetsy bit more effort, but you save money and you have fun. Let us know at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and let it rip. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
At your earliest inconvenience.
Listen.
He's Dick.
Put fun in your life. Do it the hard way.
Stein.